Nobody did a cappella like GLAAD from back in the day, the a cappella project here, because I needed a 2-minute song on WWIB, taking us 5:45, and good morning to Jason Cans.
Good morning.
Yeah, you know, I mean, because, you know, comments kind of affect you, and I remember where you'd said, like, a lot of times it's like Happy Day from Crowder had let in, and so I'm like, okay, I can't play that one, because...
Sure. So, have I ever told you my story about GLAAD?
I don't think you ever have. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I used to listen to GLAAD a lot, and very early on in our relationship, Heather and I went to see GLAAD in concert, and they had gotten through a couple of songs, and Heather looked at me and she said, "Who are these guys?" And I said, "Well, this is GLAAD." And she said, "I thought they were black."
Oh, yeah, right.
And, you know, and you see Ed Nall, who looks a lot like I do, you know, old, bald, white guy, and she was just, like, just shocked at it. And, you know, I think sometimes we make these impressions about the people we hear. And, but, yeah, just lovely music from that group. And you can always lead in with them, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, yeah, and great spiritual maturity, I think, in more recent years with... I mean, he's done some mentoring, a mentoring podcast, different things. Yeah, Ed Nall's great. I've had a chance to interview him, I think, a long time ago. But Bob Coughlin, I think, was a part of GLAAD, right?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
That's right. I forgot that he was a part of that group, too. Yeah, also a great, great musician.
They maybe have kind of a Take Six feel. Take Six did, and they are black, I believe. But
they were, right, exactly. And I think that may be where some of the confusion was there as well.
So yeah, there you go. Well, thank you.
It was just a delightful conversation. So, yeah.
That's a much better way to start than me asking you your take on the attack on Israel from over the weekend. So.
Yeah. I think that's a better take in that. So, I mean, that's just a lot of tragedy.
Yeah.
And, those places where we can find beauty in a world of tragedy. Yeah, I think we need to look for those where we can.
There you go. I was in the dark trying to look for my Where Is God When It Hurts by Philip Yancey or Crabb's book about when God's ways don't make sense. So, but
yeah.
This is a fallen world, and the headlines and probably our own lives show that. All right, we've got Love Letter 65. We're just today and tomorrow wrapping things up with Larry Crabb's 66 Love Letters. Climbing the top of the mountain, Jason, you know?
We're getting there. I'm shocked, but I'm grateful we've made it this far.
All right. Love Letter 65. Jude, keep yourself in my love as you wait for my party. And again, in the epilogue of this wonderful imagined dialogue between Larry and God through all 66 books of the Bible, there is Jude that he unpacks this way, imagining the Lord might do that. I think Jude is just one chapter. It goes like this. Always keep my story in the forefront of your mind. I've invited you to my party. I've equipped you to love. I've anchored you in hope. You'll face terrific opposition as you live to tell my story. Keep my story alive in your mind, and I'll keep you dancing on the narrow road. Keep moving. Keep waiting. My plan will soon come to a spectacular climax.
Yeah, I like the admonition there to keep dancing, keep moving, keep waiting. You know, I think it even ties in with the story of what's happened with Israel. And, you know, what does it look like to keep pressing in, trusting that God is going to bring it to a glorious climax?
Right. And then we move on to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 2, verses 21 and 22 today.
Yeah, it says, "Besides, who would patch old clothing with new cloth? For the new patch would shrink and rip away from the old cloth, leaving an even bigger tear than before. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins, for the wine would burst the wineskins, and the wine and the skins would both be lost. New wine calls for new wineskins."
And from Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, he tackles those two verses this way in Mark 2. "Then Jesus suggested that in him there is a whole new world. Old laws do not work in a new kingdom. When you try to apply old thinking to new circumstances, the damage can be worse. Jesus was telling them, I am the new wine. I am the new way." He goes on to say, "Beloved, so often you try to fit your life into the old way, but my son brought something entirely new. When you fail to live according to the new way, things often go poorly. Walk in the way made possible by my son." Final thought.
Yeah, you know, Larry Crabb's ministry was New Way Ministries. And I think that, you know, this is a call for us that maybe some of the things we've heard about in the past don't necessarily work with our lives and our world. And what does it look like to love in our particular circumstances, I think is what comes up for me there.
Yeah, and I think I'll just close on that because we're at a reasonable time length today. But, I mean, we used to have a poster in our room, and it was all the different names for Jesus. And and I think one of them that, as many names as there were there, I always like to add the Great Simplifier, because he takes 613 commandments in the Old Testament, and when asked what's the greatest, right, in Matthew 22, he says, love God, love others. And so if you want to make it more complicated, Jesus didn't. He simplified it down to love God and love others, right?
Amen. Absolutely.
All right. Friend, have a good day. We'll talk to you tomorrow and close out the 66 love letters with Revelation. All right, we try to go to Drew in Detroit. Let's see what he's up to. Drew, are you singing?
I am the champion. I am the champion. No time for losers, because I am the champion of the world.
I mean, Drew, I know that the Lions are 4-1, but don't you think you're maybe a little ahead of yourself there?
I think you're putting words in my mouth there, Mark. Although 4-1 does feel like a Super Bowl around here because it's usually so bleak, you know.
You guys are world beaters, piling up the points.
I was going to say, you knew I was sick when the Lions beat the Packers and I literally couldn't even pick up the phone the next morning. That's when you knew I was
right.
I was not faking.
Well, I thought... You know, what is it that, like, I think the Lions have beat the Packers like four straight times, so that's becoming commonplace. But, all right, well, we're glad that you have risen from, you know, and basically you've resurrected and you're back with the land of the living today in Detroit. So,
severe bronchitis. That was my diagnosis. So I'm back, baby. I can talk again.
Yeah.
I did have one thing I wanted to run by you.
Yeah.
I need to check because you guys, this Wisconsin border, Canada.
Ah, boy, that's a good question. We get up there, you know. You go up way up into the Northland.
Are there any, like, big Canadian cities by Wisconsin? Or is that not a thing?
Not as much. I mean, I think with Minnesota or with Michigan, right? But there's not any big Canadian
cities. Okay, so in where I live, I'm literally 5 minutes from Canada.
Uh-huh.
I can get there in 5 minutes. Right there, you know?
Really? From Detroit?
Yeah. Like, the closest comedy club to me from my house is actually in Canada.
Huh.
It's 5 minutes away. I can be there in 5 minutes.
All right.
10 minutes crossing the border, whatever.
All right.
But the thing that's been shocking to me, I didn't even realize this was a thing, is there's a lot of Canadian Detroit Lions fans.
Huh.
And this is blowing my mind because I'm just like, all the years of misery, I'm like, you know,
well,
you're not even in this family. You know you don't have to be here, right? Like, you can leave. I don't know.
It's about bandwagon hopping. I can tell you, I remember in the 1970s when the Packers were terrible. I think they got to the playoffs one time. But everybody loves a winner. I had a Pittsburgh Steelers dress shirt. Yes, a white shirt with Pittsburgh Steeler helmets on it. Because they were winners. And so, I mean, you're going to have more and more people from all over the world hopping on the Lions bandwagon.
I mean, it's really gone to crazy levels here. I've never seen a Canadian Lions, you know. They hide behind that red leaf all the time.
Okay.
And now the Lions are, like, halfway decent. They're just, like, coming out of the woodwork. They're like, you know, we've been here all along, eh? You know, like, we've been doing this for years. I'm like, really? I've never seen you. Like, where were you?
Well, let me just broaden it.
Ago?
We have about a minute left. But let me just say, in terms of, is there, with more of the ease to cross the border, Michigan to Canada and the other way around, I mean, do people make comments like, oh, the Canadians do this and that then?
Yeah, that's what's so weird about it is it's only 5 minutes away, but it's like the cultural divide is enormous. Like, as soon as you go over there, you notice you're like, it's like going to America in 2002. That's what Canada feels like.
So
I don't know. We could get more into that some other time, but there's a huge gap there.
Well, we're already into it. What is the big difference? When you say going back to 2002, what's the big thing that, I mean, ending every sentence with A or, okay.
I've been doing some, like, investigations. You know, I'm quite the anthropologist, and I can't put my finger on it.
Okay.
I still need to collect more data. But
okay.
It just feels like it's like America 20 years ago.
Huh.
And maybe that's
interesting.
Not the correct way of looking at it. But
well, in some ways,
I'll keep at it. I'll keep investigating.
I'll tell you what. No, that could actually be a tourism incentive right there, because some people would like to go back to 20 years. Thank you, Drew. Good to talk to you today. And we're so glad you're up and about enjoying those 4-1 Lions. The Whip Wakeman Show Weekend Recap, WWIB. And let's see. Start you off with walking the dogs, a big part of my weekend. Usually not one, but two walks. I like to get the longer walk in. But, folks, a pet peeve. And I go back when the days when Caleb would sing to us on Wednesday with his pet peeve songs. And one of them was about people who did not pick up their dog dirt. And I got to just tell you, not one, but two piles. What was I going to do? I feel like I should get like a Boy Scout badge or something, because this was unpleasant activity. But in a public place, I'm going to say a playground in Eau Claire, somebody just thought, yeah, that's fine. So anyhow.
Didn't have to bother with it.
I
someone else
back
will
to
take
your
care
song.
Of it.
Thank you, Caleb. And I expect my Boy Scout badge. Anyhow, also made some easy Frito pie Mexican casserole.
Okay.
And, folks liked it. I appreciate Elena afterwards said, more Fritos, please. So, yeah, we'll try to do that in the future. And then working out at the Y yesterday for the first time in, it's scary to think of how long it's been since I've been there. But
you were there.
The good kind of pain this morning.
There you go. Well, we had a pretty quiet weekend. Caught some college football. They call it the Red River Rivalry. There was a really great game between Oklahoma and Texas, so I enjoyed that. Yesterday, Sunday, you know, I have to say I'm a proponent of going to church, right? Go to church. Don't just take the easy way out and watch online. But I have to admit, we did that yesterday and feeling a little overwhelmed with everything that needed to be accomplished this week. And we didn't go, and we stayed home and watched it online. And so even though that wasn't a great decision on my part, it's something where with some of my other responsibilities at church, usually I miss a lot of the message. And so this time I actually got it all. And so my friend Chris that I grew up with, he's 3 years older than me, he's an elder in our church, and gave just a message that really, really encouraged me. So even in kind of my taking the easy way out, God still saw fit to bless me with a message that I needed to hear, and especially leading into a week that's going to be difficult with everything that needs to be done. And so I appreciated, again, just the kindness of the Lord in that. And also got to play some football in the yard with Cooper. We've got a flag football game coming up tomorrow night, so always fun to have some daddy and son practice time and watch a little football as well, too. And, yeah, definitely enjoying the Twins. Now that my Brewers are out, the Twins got a win, so caught a little bit of that last night as well, too. So quiet weekend, but can't say I'll complain about that.
All right, the Whip Wake Up Show, where we gather our jokes and share them with you, three apiece here on a Monday on WWIB. So I'll go first as we're getting into the colder season. My landlord, back in the day, you know, when I was a renter, my landlord wanted to talk to me about my extremely high heating bills. And I said, sure, my door's always open.
Oh, man.
I like it. Make us laugh Monday on the Whip Wake Up Show. Your jokes welcome at 715-396-1670. You probably can do a lot better than this one. How about where do they bury mathematicians?
Where?
The cemetery.
Well, I will see that and come with a similar one then. Parallel lines have so much in common. It's a shame they'll never meet.
Moving on here on a Make Us Laugh Monday on the Whip Wake Up Show. When I moved into my igloo, all my friends threw me a housewarming party. Now I'm homeless.
I like it. I like it. All right. Well, my last one this morning is, I try to be funny sometimes away from just Make Us Laugh Monday. And this one time I told a joke during a Zoom meeting, but no one laughed. It turns out I'm not even remotely funny.
Oh, man.
All right. Here's the one that I accidentally deleted last week. Better late than never. My daughter wanted a bouncy castle for her birthday party, and the rental place said the rental fee was $50 and the cost to blow it up was $1,000. That's outrageous, I said. The guy just shrugged and said, that's inflation for you.
Okay. Very good, very good. Well, congratulations to a Wisconsin couple defending the wife-carrying championship.
Yes, namesake of mine, I guess, Caleb and Justine Raisler, the happy couple, the winners of the North American Wife Carrying Championship. I didn't even know. I heard about this. I didn't know it was held in Wisconsin, but it is. So,
yeah, it was their second consecutive victory at the 24th championship held yesterday at the River Resort in Wisconsin.
The Racelers defeated 24 other couples, including Finnish legend John Lund and Karen May, who've competed in the event for 22 years.
We covered this last week a little bit, where I think the idea, or at least we read it off here, I don't know, sometimes I'm not sure of which is which, but I mean, like, the husband carrying the wife, like, through an obstacle course, right?
Yeah. I mean, this is, again, this right. is athletic. It right. very much is.
Absolutely. It's probably on ESPN 5.
And you think one of those couples trust exercises as well, too.
Yeah, right.
Just like, oh, yeah. No, don't drop me.
For sure, for sure.
Pretty cool. The prize, they won 5 times Justine's weight in cash.
So, and typically, right? I mean, it's just
typically
kind of,
you estimate your weight low on the driver's license and such, but it's like, no, right, this right. is what I weigh. Give yeah, me 5 times that in cash.
Well, they're probably safe knowing, you know, the daintier, the easier, more doable for the husband.
So. Now, the big question is, with that cash, do they pay it in coin or paper bills? Because,
yes.
yeah, hopefully some Benjamins
or in
for
British
the
Raisler pounds.
Family. Yeah, there you go. So, congrats again, Caleb and Justine Raisler, winners of the Wife Carrying Championship title.
All right, the Whip Wake Up Show. They have surveyed people on things that really don't matter, but, you know, trying to settle this, taking it to the people, and I've seen the results. Caleb hasn't, so it'd be fun, just kind of some fun to see what how you think the people voted on these 6 things.
Kind of a survey yeah. says thing. All
yeah,
right.
exactly. So the very first one is, the first question they put to the people is cereal soup, yes or no?
No.
And you and the majority agree. 67% say no. Cereal's not soup.
Cereal's not soup. All right.
Now, pause, though. 33% of people think it is.
Cereal's a soup.
I mean, what?
It's like, hey, come on over. We're going to have soup and salad and breadsticks, and they're serving you Lucky Charms. Man. All right.
All right.
It 33% of y'all.
I know. All right. Here we go. Secondly of the 6, is a hot dog a sandwich?
See, that is an ongoing debate.
Yeah, it is.
And I don't see why we need to have it. It seems like there yeah. could be more topics that are far more important. So yeah. I don't know. Just my gut says, no, it's not a sandwich.
And you would disagree with the masses. The 54% who say it sure is.
But 54%. So,
yeah, no, it's
I mean,
not.
It's right there,
it's
too.
Barely. Yeah, you got a lot of folks with you. All right, this one. It's my reaction every time we do rapid fire, right? Pineapple on pizza, yes or no? What do the majority say?
So, okay, so what would the majority
yeah.
say? Because it's not what I said, because I'm right. with you. It's not my favorite yeah. pizza topping, but is yeah. good with Canadian yeah. bacon. I do like
uh-huh.
it. But I will say that the majority said no to pineapple on pizza.
And you are correct. 63% say no. And let me just say, in the latest Sam Shovel Private Eye Crime Well Done, Thursday and Friday night at 7 at Valley Brook in downtown Eau Claire on Barstow Street, there is a commercial about this. I'll leave it at that. There is a commercial about that. So
all right.
There we go. All right. Toilet paper, over or under?
The correct answer has to be over.
Yeah.
It has to be.
And it is. Thank God it is. 76%. But those other 24%, come on.
Folks, come on now.
Yeah, right. All right, 2 more to go. Although we've heard defenses of that, right? Star Wars or Star Trek, Caleb? I know where you're going on this.
Star Wars, yeah. Star Wars. And the majority have to agree with me, right?
Yeah, 68% do agree.
Okay, and nothing wrong with Star Trek, but Star
right.
Wars, yeah.
Right, right, if given the choice. And finally, is GIF, and you can know where I'm going on this, is GIF pronounced with a hard or soft G?
Man, I really hope my fellow Americans got
yeah.
this right. It is a hard G. It
yeah.
is GIF, not JIF. That's a peanut butter. It is GIF hard G.
Okay.
Come on, America.
They say hard G, but only 60%. So that means another 40% say JIF.
That means 40% of you are wrong. So there
all right.
you go. All right. Thanks, Howo. That was fun. A little survey action. Where would this show be without surveys?
I mean, soup and salad is not cereal and a salad.
Of all the questions to ask.
I know.